Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Face the sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up, until I've stayed up, poured up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
We will
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us today. For all of you streaming around the world with us, welcome, 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 welcome.
Welcome.
We are glad to have you with us. And as is always the case, thank you that you stand in faith wherever you are around the world against our enemy and boldly proclaim that God Almighty is winning, has won, has the victory, and the righteous are as bold as a lion. Totally wiped out everything I had prepared for YouTube. Just come
on. Let me clear your reset and come back now in Jesus' name. Didn't it do that the other night? It disappeared and then all of a sudden it came back.
God in heaven. Well, I'm going to go live and put the thing up. You talked. Okay. Good evening, community of faith.
Good evening, good evening. Wow, I actually got a notice.
Good to have you here with us tonight.
Good to have you here.
Hello, hello, community of faith. Now I see you. I actually got a notification tonight. I'm usually the last to know. How is everybody's day today? Happy Thursday evening.
Wow.
Okay, so you can tell by the screen thing there's technical stuff going on.
No, I can't get it.
But it's all right.
Huh.
Hope everybody had a great day today. Hi, Felicia Eicher. How are you? How are you?
How does that work?
And hello, Phyllis. Beautiful day. Hallelujah.
Wonder how many depths of the screen we can actually get.
Oh my goodness, yeah, it's like doing the infinity screen thing again.
Well, I can't do that because that shuts off my screens.
Oh.
So, everybody, I know you'd like to have a camera where you can see Sister Leanne. I would like you to have a camera where you can see Sister Leanne, but doesn't work. But I still got to do some more technology here.
So what did everybody have for dinner? This is our typical thing. What's the weather like and what is our technology like? Or our technology like? What did they have for dinner? Can you tell I'm trying to type and talk at the same time? Oh, can you not hear me very well, guys?
I'd let her sit in the chair, but I got to sit here. She just got to learn to talk from her gut, talk from her toes.
I don't remember what question I asked you either, Felicia. Oh, what did you have for dinner, I think.
What did you have for dinner, yeah.
Phyllis said I had too much dinner.
Well, that's good. That means you're living in the land of plenty. Do not do that.
My dog was being annoying and I got distracted. It wasn't on your end, okay? We have a really quiet dog. I have to say that for the most part. Once in a while, he'll start to sing with us here, and once in a while, he'll see his friends outside and bark at him, or if Sam's outside and he can see him in the garage or something and he's not with him, then he'll have a bit of a whiny, barky fit. But other than that, he's a pretty quiet little guy.
Aren't you, Ripples?
He tries to get him wound up all the time, but he's laid back, Mr. Cool.
He's a Frenchie. Frenchies don't act like poodles. Or chihuahuas. Well, is Rebecca here? I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Just the same, Mr. Chihuahuas. You haven't had dinner yet?
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ghost is Piper and will bark at the slightest thing. Oh.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I'm almost done putting stuff in for everybody here.
All right. Next. 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 Done. Wow. Apologize that
oh my goodness, yes, I'm forgetting this.
You had to put up with all of this, but what, we ain't nothing you can do except get it done.
Except get it done.
And
you might get stuck with hamburgers again.
I don't know if that's stuck. I think hamburgers are good.
So I have to say, have you tried the Impossible Whopper at Burger King? It's a vegetarian hamburger. It is really, really good, and they actually sell them in the store now. Not the Burger King Whoppers, but they sell the Impossible Burger Patties in the store now.
Good.
Yeah, and they're awesome.
Cabbage with ham and potatoes.
Oh, and blueberry cheesecake.
And blueberry cheesecake.
Woo.
Everybody, Sister Phyllis is fasting chocolate-covered cherries.
That is so funny.
No, wait. If you're one of them quasi-religious people that don't believe you should talk about anybody else or yourself and your fast and what you're doing, just get over yourself and have some fun here. I'm just teasing with Sister Phyllis, and she knows that, but just in case you're new, we don't want anybody to be offended at us.
Well, you know what I just thought of is tater tots. When she said hamburgers, I haven't had tater tots in 75 years, and they sound really good right now. That's too funny.
Wait, we got tater tots right over the street here at Taco John's.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't no reason to live without tater tots in your diet. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee and provide thee with tater tots.
Amen. Hi, Roger.
Roger Oxy.
Bless
you, brother.
Blessings to you. We're always so glad to see you here. So are you on your way out here to fish for paddlefish? Did you Google them to see what they're all about? I'm watching for more of the good woo. We like the good woo, too.
Let's see how it looks. Still don't want to.
I fixed that today.
Fixed what today?
Oh, I didn't resend you something.
You fixed this today?
Yeah.
Don't mind us while we just communicate back and forth there. Oh, y'all just join in and say, yes, he fixed it. No, she didn't. Get in the ball, please.
Yeah, the backdrop screen. I had split it back up in the frame where it was supposed to be, and I see it's down again. So did I not send the fix?
No, I sent all the clicking trying to get to the slide, and it moved. Did you get the next one?
The next one what?
The next screen.
The theme of the year. Yes. 2022. I am rewarding you. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. Hallelujah. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. We are ready to receive. I am the God of answers and the God of the immediately.
Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Revelation 22:12. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments,
and the Omega.
They may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates of the city. Hallelujah. Felicia, how is your new page going? I haven't been on Facebook hardly at all lately. I just haven't had time to see what's going on there. I've clicked a couple of things, but
I'm only a few clicks away from joining the all.
But I haven't had a chance to see what all, how many people are on or what they're posting or anything. It's cold here in Michigan and the teens early today, a light snowfall, and dinner was leftovers. Santa Claus brought me a bunch of boxes of chocolate-covered cherries, so I have to give them all away instead of eating them.
No.
Can't you just save them?
Just save them. Save them. February cometh.
Yeah. And chocolate, especially chocolate-covered cherries.
Chocolate-covered cherries match February, you know, hearts and chocolate and happiness. It matches it wonderfully. So I wouldn't get rid of them if I were you. If you're going to get rid of them, send them to Michigan. I mean, no. Don't send them to those Michiganders. Send them to North Dakota.
Yeah.
All right.
Here in North Dakota, we love chocolate and chocolate-covered cherries.
When it gets cold, you have to have chocolate.
Except this month.
Oh, well, yeah, you know.
Theme of the year. I am coming quickly. Amen.
Did we already do this? All right, there we go.
Roger, I'm making it funny. I don't have a Facebook, but I do have a notebook. You have a Facebook, too, here, bud. We can see you.
And you have
the Facebook police.
And you have a Facebook, F-A-I-T-H book.
Amen.
And we're proud of that, too. God bless you, man. Starla, Chris, and Sunday.
And for everybody new, this is our information page. We welcome you to the Community of Faith with Pastor Samuel John Cottle and the Community of Faith family. We have Pastor's email there. If you want to send him a message, ask him a question, it's there. And we also have a website, www.samueljcottle.com. We have more information on there. We have some prayers, confessions. We have the communion prayer is on there if you want to do communion on your own. There's just some stuff over there.
There's some stuff over there. Amen.
And we are on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Blog Talk Radio. We have a prayer program for an hour and a half Monday through
Friday.
It is called Midday Munitions. And we pray for the United States of America, people that need healing. We pray for the body of Christ. We just pray. And usually actually have a short message, too.
Well, it seems like since the first of the year, we've had a short message every day. I think that's because some of y'all are a mess. Rebecca. Julie.
January's verse of the month, I am your exceeding great reward. I'm rewarding you according to your works. Same as the verse of the year. Genesis 15:1, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision saying, do not be afraid. I am your shield, your exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. Oh, and we're on every night from 7 to 10.
We got to go back there, do we? All right.
We have, this is an interactive Bible study Monday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have an hour of faith teaching from 11 a.m. to noon. Noon 30-ish. Sometimes quarter to one-ish.
However long God is talking-ish.
It might be a long hour of faith-ish.
And then we have this screen.
Have you all with us. And Blog Talk Radio, if you ever call in there, it doesn't mean you have to talk. It actually could be Blog Listen Radio. But you can go there, and if you do have a question or something to say, you can raise your hand, and Pastor will bring you on, and you can talk live with us, or Phyllis can come sing to us. I love to imagine your singing voice. Oh, Roger, yeah. Roger, you want to call and sing to us? I got my water fountain running, battery operated, making
right.
a gurgling noise. That sounds like you need more water in it. If it's a gurgling.
Okay, well, I think we are about ready to begin. I have had a little opposition this evening, but guess what? When you oppose us, it's like that one guy said, when you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Don't know whether that's good or not. I better be careful.
Just means you don't mess with the bull.
When you mess with the kids, you get all the father's stuff coming at you.
Amen. Hi, Francetta.
Francetta. I'm
glad you're here.
I call you. I call Rebecca Smith. I call Chris Timmer. Get here. We got to hear from all you guys. We are winning this battle and the war.
Chris might be getting ready. Don't they close? They're supposed to close on their house tomorrow, I believe. But hopefully, he said tomorrow or next week.
Now, if you don't realize this about Chris, this is a major. I read out of the New King James. And if you're looking for it on eSword, you actually have to buy it, Frances. Oh, my, look what time it is. You are an opposer, and I charge you guilty. Not Francetta.
He's not talking to any of us.
There's Brother Dan's over there on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Dan.
Bless you, sir. Love you.
Yes, we do.
Gwen, love you. Here's the cool thing about eSword, Francetta. I bought the Amplified, and I bought the New King James because I like both of those translations. But once you buy it, you can use the same download number on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, on all your stuff. Well, if you pay $3.99 for the site, I'm not sure what that's all about, because usually eSword is free. So we might need to come to an understanding about if you got the right app.
Yeah.
e-sword.net. Pastoral, can you introduce Sister Leanne as your wife and have her say hello before his confusion has us arguing again? Around you so you can see.
Whoop. Hi, Leanne.
Hold on. There we go.
I'm Leanne.
This
and
is
I
Leanne.
Am Pastor's wife.
And this is my wife, right here. And her name is Leanne Marie. She's my wife.
Good to see you. Thank you. Love you.
There, how's that? So,
oh, my goodness, my hair wasn't done.
Oh, my goodness. Is that what your screen looks like, Francetta? Now, I always want to help people figure out how to use their apps. Because the more you learn how to use your phone and your apps, the easier it is to study the Bible. The easier it is to study the Bible, the more you're going to get out of it. And the greater blessing it's going to be to you. So, all right, so that's what it looks like. And you had to pay for it, $3.99, huh?
Huh. Is that a new thing they started?
I don't know.
Boy, in all the years
but, the thing about the New King James and the Amplified is they're so well read by so many people that the publishers know they can make a lot of money off it. And you just can't, you just, if you want that translation, you just have to pay for it. Like, I paid for the New King James 15 years ago.
You had to buy it then?
That's the New King James, you have to buy.
Oh.
The New King James.
I was thinking that was in the original, the basic
package. No, but I've used the same product key for 15 years on four different computers, probably five different phones. Once you get that product key number, then you can use it on anything that you ever have. If you have a computer, you could use it there. And this is so precious. Now I'm going to have save this episode as a photo.
Oh no, Phyllis. Wait until I do my hair.
Wait, Phyllis. Her hair wasn't perfect. I don't know. Look, I think I might have one hair out of place right there. I mean...
I don't think I've combed it since I came home. You're precious.
I think we'll all be all right, whether our hair's done or not done. And whether our nails are done or not. Just so you know, mine are not done.
Oh, they look fine. You'll be all
right. Hopefully, Brother Roger, Brother Al, Brother Dan, hopefully your nails are not done. All right. And hopefully all your women got your makeup on. I don't like looking at ugly women while I'm trying to do the stream.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you said that.
Wait, I would never call you ugly, but you don't, you're not beautiful unless you have your makeup on. I'm making people angry. No, that's what most women think about themselves. Wait, I didn't call you ugly. That's what women think about themselves.
You're
digging that hole. All right. It's about time to get started now. Roger just said, my eye has seen the coming of the glory of the Lord. He's going to rapture Pastor and get him out of this mess he's in.
Just sing with me, Pastor. Quit talking. Just sing with me. That is too funny.
Sorry if I have an edge. YouTube just wiped out my whole thing three times in a row. So I don't really mean to have an edge tonight, but I'm trying to be smiling and full of faith, happy and rejoicing over everybody's wonderful suppers that they had. Brother Dan, if you got a message tonight, raise your hand.
Oh, on the New King James. Separate,
yeah, you probably can. Yeah, there's a couple different apps. One of them's free, but most times, anywhere you go,
yes,
you
would. Keith Moore is good at saying, watch your mouth.
Keith Moore is good at saying, watch your mouth. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I have a very favorite video of his. It's about 5 minutes long, and it really tells the importance of watching the words you say.
Oh my goodness.
It lays it out in a perfect manner. And if I could find it real quick and easily tonight, I would. I'd play it for you right here while we was live.
Yeah.
Might even do it yet. I'll have Sister Leanne do all the praying tonight, and I'll go searching. Okay, well, we should probably get started. And thanks for hanging out with us and talking and having fun.
Wonderful.
So my deal with the New King James Friend said is I like to have it all in one app so that I can just learn how to function in it. If you're using the eSword app, let me know, and I can help you learn how to use it very effectively. It's a very effective tool.
Yeah.
And if you're using a different one, then let me know. Let me know, and we'll see if we can figure out how to help you use it. I have an iPhone. Many times iPhone and Android are different, which apps they can use. I don't know why they're going to be that like that, but so right now, an iPhone has eSword. So you guys with Androids, I hope you're not going to hell.
I think you'll probably be all right.
Instead of a haircut, they said, which one would you like cut? That's pretty cool, brother. All right, well, here we go. Now he's mad at me. Uh-oh. Yeah, don't be mad, buddy.
Why?
Let me double check here. Make sure we've welcomed everybody that's here with us. Now, make sure everybody's been welcomed. Says it needs a product key. I have an iPhone. Yeah, that's the thing. They just, who's ever got the rights to the New King James, they're keeping them. And they're not going to work unless you make, they're making money off it. So if you bought the New King James, then eSword will email you a product key in your email address if you bought the New King James, but you have to pay for it extra. My book, it's worth it. All right, here we go. Tonight we're going to talk about fasting. Our message for tonight, fasting, the power to crush unbelief and fine-tune your faith.
That's quite the title.
That's a good title. That's a really good title.
It is. Here we go.
Yeah. Hopefully Android gets saved before the rapture. And if not, you're not going to be able to do any selfies when you get to heaven. That was a good joke. I should have been like Roger. I'm making a funny now. All right, here we go. I am going to go to the prayer time now. Yeah, I think I paid $20 for it.
Well, when we did mine, yeah, we just sold the extra. It was only like $13.99
or $14.99. I sowed it as a seed because that's a good way to get a blessing from God right there.
Yeah.
All right, so now is the program up? Is the overhead up?
Yes. The mission statement, the blank mission statement. Is that right now?
The blank mission statement?
There's the pledge.
There's the pledge. All right, here we go. Rise together with me. Render your honor. Let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today in honor of loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America from the bottom of your heart. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, here we go. Join with me as we pray our opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. The community of faith declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And now, if you'd like to say it with me, I actually put it on the screen this time. Join with me as we proclaim this. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America. May God bless America today. In the mighty name of Jesus. My next slide is for you and I to join together and rebuke our enemy. So join with me in saying this. United we stand.
Amen.
All ready? I rebuke you, devil.
I rebuke you, devil.
You are a thief.
You are a thief.
You're caught stealing.
You're caught stealing.
And we charge you seven times.
And we charge you seven times.
And double for the shame.
And double for the shame.
For trying to divide our nation.
For trying to divide our nation.
And keeping pastor's words from the screen.
And keeping pastor's words from the screen. We charge you guilty for that too.
I have some really good words to put on there. Amen. Say it with me. I speak life to America.
We speak life to America.
We bind you, thief.
We bind you, thief.
We bind you, destroyer.
We Bind you, destroy.
You cannot kill this nation.
You cannot kill this nation. Amen.
Amen. We're the body of Christ. We say no. We're the people. We say no. We are the heirs of the Constitution of the United States.
Amen.
We say life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness happens.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Say this out loud with me. The commanded blessing of unity.
The commanded blessing of unity.
Well, let's read it together. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us, brethren, to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of his garment. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains
of
Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life
evermore,
life forevermore. Father, we join our faith together tonight and we declare blessing on the community of faith, blessing on all of our families and extended families. The blessing of the Lord that makes rich on our great nation. And in the international network of prayer and faith, we declare the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow
with
it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Boldly proclaim this with us tonight. You ready? There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Want to do it with me? Just lift your hands and say, Jesus, I receive your gift.
Jesus,
I receive your gift in my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Ephesians chapter 4, the fivefold ministry and the body. You ready? Say it with me. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may
be filled
with all the fullness of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We get to be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 4, so that we will no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Make this last line boldly. This is you. This is you speaking about you. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, that right here, right now, tonight, in this gathering of believers, this ecclesia, this great foundational solidity of the kingdom of God,
amen,
representatives of heaven, the ecclesia, God's governing body of authority on this earth, we stand in faith today, and we declare we will effectively meet the people's needs, propelling them to their eternal destiny. We will all learn to walk in the righteousness of God, producing the joy of being one. We'll preach the gospel of the kingdom, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and you too, bringing the greatest breakthrough in life to everyone who meets us. We're going to demonstrate all the promises of God in him, our yes and amen. And every believer will be able to move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from grace to grace.
Amen.
We'll find our place and we'll function in our grace in Jesus' mighty name. Well, we do it every time we come here. Pray for us. Pray for our peacemakers. Lift your hands to your community and say, I bless the peacemakers in my city.
I bless the peacemakers in my city.
To be free from strife.
To be free from strife.
May peace reign in my city. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let's make this declaration like we had the most wicked, vile people standing in front of us. And these words, we're going to cripple their power to never be used again.
Amen.
Why would we say that? Because that's exactly what this does. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Aren't you glad that God our Father is inside of us, working mightily every day?
Amen.
A to the men and the women. Hallelujah. Now, Let's talk about where we are here at the Community of Faith for a while. And then we'll get started. Tonight's message is about fasting. Somebody want to shout with me? Glory be to God, we're fasting.
Glory be to God, we're fasting.
All right. So the first week, we're fasting our sweets. And then next week, we'll fast our meats. Everybody's like, whoa, sign of the cross. Well, get you some peanut butter and some beans. And you can still have plenty of protein,
eggs,
cheese, without meat. But that's just how we're going to do it here. But it's okay. You fast what it is that you need to fast. And remember this about fasting. If you're going by the letter of the law, you're not going to be happy how that turns out. Because God's going to keep dealing with you to go by the spirit of the law and not the letter of the law. The scripture literally says in the word of God that the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Now, I used that verse in a long time. Somebody find that and throw that in here. Some of you Bible scholars that can use your Bible program, it literally says the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Anyways, so fasting is this. Fasting is you giving up something of your life that is a powerful force, and that's something that when you give it up, you're crucifying your flesh. All right? So it doesn't matter who you are. You can fast our fast and still be all right in your spirit, soul, and body. And some people say, I have a medical condition. I'm not ever going to tell you to do anything that's going to make your medical condition change, except to start speaking the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus over it so you no longer have a medical condition. Can I get a big amen from somebody?
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to be fasting throughout this month and praying. Spend some extra time communicating with God, talking to him. Find a way, even if you got to resort to the bathroom and take your favorite Bible chapter, go in there and read it and meditate and talk to God diligently about your heart, soul, mind, and strength, about your life. And God's going to take you to a new level. And truly, when you get to that new level, you'll get to a level you're like, wow, I never knew I could be at this place in my life before. Now, some of you that are more hardcore fasters, and you like to really see an amazing result in your body, and you're strong and healthy, and you like to do this. What is this thing we're doing? This is called a cleansing fast. It cleanses you out, and it starts dealing with all the hard chemicals and stuff that might be trying to lay latent inside of you. I've done this probably about 4 or 5 times in my life, and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy it. But I'm not going to spend all my time tonight talking about that. If you want to talk to that about that with us, then we would be glad to show you how this whole thing works and talk to you about it offline, where we're not on here, because it's a very powerful force. Remember that the Catholics don't consider fish as being meat.
So you can still eat your fish on Fridays, or your fish anytime if you don't consider it meat. So Phyllis is going to be eating crawfish for the next week.
All right, so just for Sister Phyllis, I'm going to go today, right now, to Acts chapter 10. I wasn't going to do this, but let's go to Acts chapter 10, and let's go to Acts chapter 10, verse 13, and let's see we'll do two things. We'll see if Francette has actually got the verse like it is. And we're going to see if we can encourage our dear sister Phyllis. God said to Peter, rise, Peter, kill and eat.
So go ahead and eat the crawfish.
So from that point of view, go ahead, ma'am, yourself. And then a couple verses later, he came back. Whoops, I didn't get my verse. What happened here? A couple verses later, he came back and he said to Peter, he said, and a voice spoke to him a second time. What God has cleansed, you must not call unclean. Woo! All right. Well, anyways, look out, dear.
Run!
Well, I just wanted to put a few extra verses in just to encourage the folks tonight, all right? All right. Now, let's look at this verse, 2 Corinthians 3:6. Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. What was Paul talking to him about? He was talking about the letter of the law. Paul was a letter of a law man, and he was going around the world killing people. The letter kills. Because you got to bind yourself right down. Well, you shouldn't be drinking anything that was. You shouldn't be, And if you got that kind of an attitude, then get over yourself and just go stand in the mirror and laugh right at yourself so you get over yourself tonight before midnight, because Jesus might come and you don't want that look on your face or that action in your mouth in Jesus' name.
Oh my goodness.
You must not call it. Francetta wants the day to fast.
Yeah.
We are fasting.
We fasted all this week.
Jesus, help me. The date of the fast. What?
This whole week was fasting sweet. And now next week, starting on Monday. Okay.
Yes.
Starting on Monday next week, no meat. So no sweets and no meat for the second week. And
the fasting schedule runs from muted.
Blog Talk Radio is working. The people. Are you there, brother? Brother Dan, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Wow.
Hello.
I can hear you.
I can hear you. Okay.
There's nothing that says we should be live. My whole computer just shut right on.
Wow.
So it ended everything. So let me grab this number, and I'll type it in over there for everybody. What's crazy is it's like I'm still on Facebook. And
I went to Facebook and it showed you were on there, and then after a while it finally kicked off.
Did it?
Because I couldn't because you weren't live. It said you were live, but you weren't. I'm finally kicked off.
All right. Well,
I don't do that on your end.
I want to tell you what's been going on, but I don't want to speak any more life into this thing.
That's all right.
Yeah, I might as well send people to Blog Talk. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to schedule another YouTube because, wow, that just means this word is designed by God to change people's lives.
That's great.
My goodness. Well, do you feel like preaching while I am resetting my thing here? The crazy thing is somewhere on YouTube, I've already got a program scheduled, and if I could just find it, we could just kick it in and be on YouTube. Just like
yeah.
That. It's already set up.
Can I go to it from my computer, or can you?
I have no idea. I don't know. But what we're learning is a whole new process here tonight. I just don't like learning this way. If it's all right with everybody.
I hear you.
You still home?
Yeah. Trying to retire.
In the name of Jesus. But remember, we're talking live for the whole world to hear.
That's all right.
just let you know, this sounds like a phone call, but there could be people from around the world. If you are streaming somewhere with us, call in. We'll just have a great conversation with you, too. All right, let's see if we can just get this thing to hook up.
Said in Alan, the family thread, Francetta just said, wow, something called supernatural. I just saw last night it said government will mess up godly messages in 2022 starting online. Oh, no.
All right, here we go. I got one more click. Ready? Just don't do it. Hold on just a second. I look just slightly frustrated in that picture. All right. Copy the link. Close that.
I've already checked YouTube. YouTube says it's waiting.
Family connection. Wow. January 2022. There it is. Wow. Wow. Okay, well, I'm over. Somebody's with us. 517. Good evening, 517 area code. Welcome to the program with us tonight. We're glad to have you with us. And if you know our YouTube channel, I am live on YouTube now with us. And we'll all be back together.
Oh, there's Sunday.
Isn't that interesting? Well, one thing about it, you don't, like Dr. Sumrall said, you don't ever lose until you've quit.
That's right.
That's not part of my vocabulary at all.
No, it isn't.
In any sense of the word. So, YouTube's back up. I can't even figure out how we're even on the air, Dan.
Yeah, I don't know.
guess I had to. Quit asking questions and just get to teaching, right?
Yeah, just get back to preaching.
Are you on tonight? Are you like tag teaming tonight? Are you going to preach the second half?
You're doing good.
I'm doing good, all right. Love you, brother. Thanks for your help, Dan.
Yep. Yep. I'm going to go quiet.
All right. Now, I don't know how it's working, but here we go. We saw what you posted there, Francetta, and I rebuked that. But if it is the case, here we are. And we're not going to stop. God's going to give us the victory for this. And you ready? Say it with me. The thief has been caught stealing. And we charge him guilty. And seven times. And double for the shame. You got to pay it back. And we will not settle. And we will not back down until you pay us back exactly what is owed us for this wickedness that comes upon us. Now, let me get a chance here. So it's about one.
Did you put it on the family thread?
I did.
The link? Okay.
I did.
I put it on Facebook.
BTR. All right. So, well, here we go. Aren't you glad that we got more than one platform we can use? Beverly Daniels, we rebuke you in Jesus' mighty name. Don't bring that stuff here.
And I'm recording you, just so you know.
Now, welcome, welcome, welcome. So tonight, we're going to be teaching about fasting.
Hello, YouTuber.
Hi, YouTube, and hi, Blog Talk Radio. We got a listener with us on tonight from the 517 area code. Good to have you with us tonight. And if you click the one button that puts your hand up and then we come talk, we would like to talk to you. Sister Francetta Goss, welcome. Sunday Geyser, welcome. Sister Leanne Cottle, welcome to you on BlogTube Radio's video.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
We're glad to be here. Amen. So where we was at, make sure somebody sends that link to Roger in his text.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. All right. So now, anyways, everybody send the YouTube link to somebody so that we get all the folks here because we want all the folks to be with us over here on YouTube. Make sure Mary's got it. And Felicia's got it.
Felicia's on already, I think.
Felicia's on already. All right. Welcome, Felicia. She's hiding. She's incognito. All right. So at 17 after, I'm going to have to get busy and get right to this. Those of you that start the video early, remember this. On most of the Blog Talk Radio videos we have, we're going to put a link in there of right when we actually start the teaching. That link is in the notes of the program. If you just click on the title on your phone or on your computer, your tablet, you'll see in the notes some blue numbers. That's called a timestamp. If you click on those blue numbers, it'll take you right to where the message actually begins, and you'll be able to go right to the place where you're actually going to be able to study with us in Jesus' mighty name. Now, on we go. Tonight's title is Fasting, the Power to Crush Unbelief and Fine-Tune Our Faith. Sounds like a good title, doesn't it?
It does.
I like it. And start out with this statement, and I was really looking forward to being able to share it with everybody on Facebook. Oh, I made it. Look at there. I made it. I had 6 characters left. This is what it says. Remember this. Success isn't measured by how far you have to go, but by how far you have come. That is why you have eyes in the front of your head. To see where you're going, not where you have been. I'll say it again. Success isn't measured by how far you have to go, but by how far you have come. Amen? Look at your own life since you've been around this group of believers and say, I've come a long ways. Well, why? Not because of me, but because you're seeking diligently the word of God. You're seeking diligently to find the things of God. And he rewards those who diligently seek him. And so the revelation for every one of us is, it doesn't matter how far I've got to go. Can you imagine how far the Apostle Paul had to go when he was born again as Saul of Tarsus? I mean, the Bible says he began immediately to preach the gospel, but confront the leaders of the synagogue and all that. But then the Apostle Paul spent 17 years in the wilderness with God. Why? Because Paul was a mess, and he had to get himself straightened out. But God didn't stop. It didn't stop God from being able to use him on this earth. And eventually, Paul, the apostle, wrote 13 books of the New Testament. And so it doesn't matter how far you've got to go. What matters is that today and every day, you are standing before God saying, help me make myself who I'm supposed to be today by the holy word of God. And then you come out on the other side shouting glory in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. So here we go. Let's turn to our first set of verses tonight. Fasting, the power to crush unbelief and fine-tune your faith. Let's go down here to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. And we're going to go to verse number 14 down through 21. Matthew 17, 14 through 21. When you get there, hold your Bible up, and we'll make our confession about the Word of God this evening. Welcome, everybody that's joining us on Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight. And if you raise your hand and let me know who you are, I'll come and you can say hi to everybody. Now, I think. Here we go. Hold your Bible up and we'll make our confession tonight. Say this with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Is making this word come alive.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
Plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing
a hundredfold return and more.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful word. We declare tonight it comes forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside source. No enemy has the ability to stop your word. We speak it done. No weapon that is formed against us has any ability to prosper in any sense of the word. Thank you, Lord, for each of these that are with us. May the rest of our body find us tonight and be connected with us tonight. And may the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it produce the revelation from your holy word that we seek tonight. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's read this set of verses. It's one of the most famous set of fasting verses there are. Now, verse 14. And when they had come down, the multitude. Mary, Pastor Rick, hello. You found us, and we love you, and it's good to see you, ma'am. God bless you. Where did they come down from? Jesus had just been up on the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and was transfigured in front of them. And now he's come down the mountain, and the rest of the disciples have a multitude standing around them. A man came to him, kneeling down and saying, Lord, have mercy on me. My son is an epileptic, all right, and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. Now, that sounds like somebody with epilepsy, somebody having seizures, even sometimes that is a reference to people with autism. And Felicia, I have not seen yet. All right. Kathy Angaroni found us. Glory be to God. All right. So verse 16, I'm in Matthew 17, 16. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. So Jesus just called this generation faithless and perverse. Them are some pretty severe words to come from Jesus if you're standing there as a disciple and as the congregation standing in front of him. But watch what he says. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. The child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? And Jesus said to them, here's the key main point tonight. Because of your unbelief. For assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Verse 21. However, this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting. Where do we all go? There we are. Hallelujah. Hold on a second. My phone's going crazy. This kind only comes out by prayer and fasting. So if you're with us tonight and you're part of the family, would you please sign in and make a post saying you see us so we know all y'all here. You don't have to make comments, but that way we know you're here with us and we can be a blessing to you. Now watch this. Jesus said to them, they said, well, why can't we cast this demon out? Jesus said to them in verse 20, because of your unbelief. Because of your unbelief. Felicia's Felicia, here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mary, Sunday, Kathy, Felicia. Hallelujah. Sister Francetta and Amoron.
Don't see Al in that.
Al's over here with us on
Oh, it is? Okay.
And a moron. There we go. Moron's gone. Watch this. Jesus said to them, they said, why couldn't we cast it out? Jesus said, because of your unbelief. Now get this verse right so that you have the foundation of what we're doing here tonight right. Jesus didn't say they didn't have faith. Jesus said that you got faith, but you got more unbelief. Amen. However, this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting. Well, he's not talking about this kind of demon. He's talking about this kind of unbelief. Amen. Brother Dan, the blessing will be multiplied through the word tonight. Woo! Glory be to God. Somebody preach, pray, and prophesy. So let me say it again. Jesus is not rebuking them because of small faith. Jesus rebuked them because they've allowed a huge level of unbelief to come into their life. Watch this. He says, faithless, perverse generation. Well, he's talking to his own disciples here. Because they've already been sent out and come back, cast out demons, healed the sick, raised the dead. It's already happened. So Jesus is looking at his disciples and like, and it says, why, how long have I got to be with you guys before you get this thing? And they said, why couldn't we? He said, it's because of your unbelief. Now, you might say, Pastor, I don't even have any unbelief in me. Well, let's check and see. Everybody's like, uh-oh, Pastor's got the stethoscope out, and we're all going to be tested to see if we've got unbelief in us. Amen? Well, here's the reality that you and I always have to come to in the kingdom. It doesn't matter what the mirror of God's word shows you about yourself. Receive it and say, I'm going to go change that about me right now. So say this with me. Lord, if I have unbelief, I want it gone now. Amen?
Amen.
Now, let's go back to our verses that we read a couple nights ago in Hebrews chapter 3. Because Jesus is not telling you that food is going to drive out a demon or the lack of food is going to drive out a demon. Jesus is saying, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, just a little bit of faith, if you have just a little bit of faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed. And cast into the sea. And it will obey you. But what he's talking to the disciples about, because he wasn't talking to the whole crowd that day. He was talking to the disciples when he said, it's your unbelief. He's like, you got a little bit of faith, but you've allowed this big stack of unbelief to get above your faith. You ready? Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. We're going to be on this chapter now for a month or two, maybe the whole year, because we are all going to get any evil heart of unbelief out of our life. Now watch. Watch what Jesus said. I still don't see the reference in there anywhere.
Well, I don't have it all the way yet. Are you doing the whole chapter?
Yeah, 3 through 19. Yep. Hebrews 3, 7 through 19. Hebrews 3, 7 through 19. Don't worry. We got this together, and this face is going to smile all night right in the face of this camera, and we're going to crush this opposition under our feet, the feet of Jesus tonight. We do not submit to opposition. We confront it and we throat punch that sucker so it can't talk another day. I don't know if those are legal words in the kingdom, but I use them anyways because that's how I feel. Jesus said you're going to crawl on your belly. That means he's a dust sucker for the rest of his life, the rest of his time, until he's thrown into the bottomless pit to burn forever. Glory be to God. The Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, saw my works. Well, have you ever seen God do a mighty work?
Many.
You and I have seen God do mighty work. It's capitalized. What was capitalized?
Oh, I don't know.
Italicized, maybe? All right. Harden not your hearts. Amen. Have you ever seen God do mighty works and you still had doubt in your heart whether he was going to work for you?
At times, I'm getting rid of that.
Say it. I'm getting rid of it now. I'm getting rid of it now.
Hi, Felicia.
Now watch. God, the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, just called unbelief an evil heart. Wait. No, he didn't say that yet. Harden not your heart. Verse 10. Therefore, I was angry with that generation. And I said, they always go astray in their heart. And they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. That's serious.
That is serious.
Verse 13, beware lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God. Now, he didn't say when you have a heart of unbelief that you're going to not get the mountain moved. He said you're going to depart from the living God. Verse number 13, exhort one another. Exhort one another while you see it is today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Get you one of your papers out. I need another one. Get you one of your papers out. Hold it right here in Hebrews 3. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 7 and look at what Jesus said. All right, Brother Julian just text me.
Oh, do you want me to send them a link?
Yeah, you can.
I need you to. No, I ain't doing that.
Amen. We're getting rid of it now. Look at verse 17. O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? Jesus just called this, his own disciples, faithless and perverse. Hold your hand there. Let's go back to Hebrews. Verse 13. There be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Pastor, what in the world does this have to do with fasting? I'm going to show you here in just a little bit what it's got to do with fasting, but we've got to lay it out like it needs to be laid out. So that you can see there's a reason Jesus said to fast. We're going to name a bunch of them in just a minute. But in the New Testament, all right, this is an Old Testament fasting. In the New Testament, you and I are going to, the whole focus of you and I is to change ourselves because God came and lived within us. In the Old Testament, he didn't live within them. And yet, there's many examples in the Old Testament of how God ministered to people and gave them answers after they fasted. Jesus said, when you fast, you're going to get rid of the evil heart of unbelief. Well, if you're fasting right, the purpose of fasting is to get the flesh control. Say it with me. I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
And I live in a body. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. Just follow along. I got to keep moving. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it. Now watch this. You and I, when we are standing facing an opposition of the enemy, the thief trying to steal, kill, or destroy, whether he's trying to kill you with sickness, steal your stuff, destroy your peace, your stuff, God said, I've come to give you abundant life. If that abundant life isn't manifesting in your life, then the best thing to do is fast, just like we're doing right now at the beginning of the year, to get ourselves focused on the goals, the dreams, the plans that God has for us in our life. Now watch this. When you fast, you are afflicting your soul, your body. Because your body is craving for food like it normally eats. The whole purpose of this is to bring your body into subjection. Say this with me. I got to bring this body under subjection.
Amen.
All right? Because you and I have got to be strong, mighty, marvelous, powerful people. Okay? Now watch this. 1 Corinthians 9:27. This is the apostle Paul. All right? We're actually going to read 24 through 27, but if you already got the verse in, don't worry about it. Just get the verse in. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Catch up. Here we go. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain the prize. So Paul's likening what we do in the Christian life as running a race. Keep reading. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. You and I are looking for a crown that's going to be awarded to us at Jesus, at the judgment seat of Christ, and that crown is going to be what we lay at Jesus' feet. So you and I are running in this race to receive that crown. And then look at verse 26. Therefore, I run, not with uncertainty. We got to be certain. I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself have become qualified. Now you notice in verse 24, he said, run in such a way to obtain it. We just saw in Hebrews chapter 3 that God said, anyone who hardens their heart. He's going to call you that you have an evil heart of unbelief. Well, that's what he said the guys in the New Testament in, that were casting out the demon head was a faithless and perverse generation, an evil heart of unbelief. What's this got to do with fasting? Pastor, if your body is used to being the loudest voice in your life, you got to shut the body up and get the voice of the Spirit of God, which is this word, as the loudest voice in your life. Hallelujah. If your soulish realm, your mind, your willpower, your emotions are giving you battle when you speak the word of God, you got to do some fasting and put that soulish realm down underneath the spirit realm and say, shut up. I'm the one in charge. This is a good word. And this is about fasting. This is not a day to plague yourself. Don't get whips out and beat yourself. You might say, well, Pastor, I'd never do that. There's whole denominations of people that do that. They call it flagellation. And they're beating themselves into submission. It don't matter how many times you beat your body with a whip. That ain't going to do anything until you, the Spirit, use your mouth and teach your soul, shut up, and your body, you don't control me.
Amen.
I'm preaching better than you're staring.
Never understood that, yeah.
I never understood it either. Now, I'm a runner. I like to run. So I don't have a problem disciplining my body that way and pushing it past the limits that I've had it before. I don't mind that at all. I remember the first time I ran 10 miles. Man, that was a giant milestone. And now I have friends who run 150-mile marathons.
Wow.
Matter of fact, they're gathering together right now, and they're getting ready to do another one on Memorial Day weekend in Michigan. They're going to run from Lake Michigan to Lake Huron, all the way across the state, 150 miles, nonstop. And there's already like 40 of them that's going to go do it. It's like, woo! And they call me their friend. Hallelujah. I don't mind that. I like that. And I'm going to get to where I'm going to do that. And they're not moving. Then start disciplining your flesh. If you begin to see you are hard-hearted toward God in any way, You guys say, whoa, I'm going on a fast right now, and I'm getting rid of all this hard-heartedness. I'm getting rid of all confusion in my life. And body, you are not going to control me another day.
Amen.
Now, you might say, yeah, Pastor, you don't know what I got. It really doesn't matter what you have. It matters that you, the Spirit, come to the understanding that you are in charge of this being. You are in charge of your mind. You tell it what to think. You are in charge of your volition, your willpower. You make, you are not taking me to the wrong place another day.
Amen.
Amen. You deal with your emotions. My goodness, there's some emotional people. And they let their emotions control everything they do. Some people, they can just work up a little tear and get people to do something for them. Stop it.
Amen.
We are spirit-led.
Stop it.
We are Holy Spirit. All you learned to do was somebody taught you if you throw a fit, you're going to get your way. Wait, it's okay. I love you. Come here. I'll give you everybody a big hug. No. No, you can't throw a fit and make the devil go away. Have you ever noticed that? You can give up 72 meals and starve yourself to death, and the devil will never move if you, the Spirit, don't start learning, I am in control,
of this triune being called, you name yourself, my triune being, Samuel J. Cotter. My mind is the one that has to learn to shut up. Wait, you need your brain. Separate the two, your brain and your mind. Your brain is the container of all the thoughts and education and transformation and revelation you have. You got to have your brain, but you got to tell mind, shut up, mind. I ain't thinking that thoughts no more. Your body says you're in pain. Shut up, body. I'm not going to be in pain anymore. I rebuke pain in Jesus' name. The first time you do it, it's not going to, it might not change. Now, it might, but the first time you do it, it may not change. But what are you doing? You're building a faith force. Comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of the Lord. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of the Lord. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of the Lord. And you're building your faith reserve on the inside of you. And that faith reserve grows and develops. And then you can speak to a mountain, and that mountain is going to start removing. Some people are like, well, Pastor, I said that verse three times like you said to, and it didn't come to pass. Well, you're probably going to have to say that word more than three times. You're going to need to say that word every time the enemy shows up. But don't you want to be able to look at a demon and tell it to get out,
yes,
and no longer plague somebody's life?
Yes. Amen.
Don't you want to be the person that can walk into a situation and there's somebody that's sick and you lay hands on them, like Sister Francetta was saying earlier? It seems like there's all kinds of people all around her that's got COVID.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you go and say, will you check and see if I got COVID? You and I do not know today that they don't say you have COVID, whether you do or not. And something on the end of that wand don't give it to you when they stick it in your nose. You don't know that. And how do you trust them? Because the CDC nut is a nut. He's a basket cake, fruit cake, shouldn't be in that position.
Woo!
And my name's Sam Cottle, and I approve of this message. This is what you can do. You can say on the inside of you, from your spirit man, Romans chapter 8, verse 11 declares, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead out of hell is living inside my body and producing life inside out. And body, be made whole. Wait, you might say, yeah, but Pastor, it's not as easy as you say. All right, hey, you see this? It's still bald, but it ain't going to be bald because he knows the hairs of my head. The first time I said, I'm keeping all my hair. And it is growing back in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm not going to back off that verse till it comes to pass. And if it comes to pass right now tonight and goes, and I have a full head of blonde hair, we'll all get up and shout glory, hallelujah, and jump and dance around. Amen? Do it, Jesus.
Do it, Jesus.
So Paul is saying, run in such a way. Ooh, that's some strong stuff right there. I better stay off of that. When you're running a race, you've got to discipline yourself. You got to learn how to build your lungs. You got to learn how to strengthen your heart. You got to learn how to strengthen your muscles. You're probably going to stop eating some things and eat some other things so you get the right kind of strength on the inside of it. That's just how you do it when you want to receive a prize, the crown, then you discipline yourself so you can receive it. And that's what Paul is teaching us right here. Now, let's go look at some examples of fasting in the Bible. To be saying some of this. Remember this. I got to read this. When God speaks in his word, that word in itself contains the power to bring that word to pass, because this word is living and powerful. Now let me just see if I can get that in case you can copy and paste that. Made it. 178 out of 200. Read it with me. When God speaks in the word, it's in mine, hurry up.
Okay, no, it's there.
When God speaks in the word has in it the power to bring itself to pass because it is living and powerful. The word in itself is power enough to make it happen. That's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. We're not going to turn there. Just write the reference down, and you can refer to that later. It's not 11, it's 12. Who got in here and changed my notes? All right, you guys, leave my notes alone, all right? It's Hebrews 4, 12. Now, I want you to think about it. You and I are not Adam and Eve in the garden sinning. We are not Abraham in the beginning of the covenant. We're not Joseph going to Egypt and taking over. We're not Moses delivering the children of Israel from Egypt. We're not David conquering the kingdoms. We're not the 12 disciples with Jesus. Let's paint this picture so you can grasp this thought. We are the post-resurrection, post-ascension, post-infilling of the Holy Spirit into the ecclesia, the body of Christ. We are the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, I'll say it again because I want you to get this, because there's a difference. Look at this one. This is 197 out of 200. Woo! I'm getting it. Sunday, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. We've mastered this. I want everybody to say the next one that I just put in there. Speak it out loud with me. Is it there? We are not even the 12 disciples with Jesus. We are the post-resurrection, post-ascension, post-infilling of the Holy Spirit, ecclesia, the body of Christ. We are the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Well, Pastor, if I am really all this stuff you're saying, why do I have to fast? You know what the reality is? If you're functioning in those last words I just put in there, you probably won't fast much, because you'll live in the power every single day. When you and I crucify our flesh by speaking the word of God, and we force that flesh to stay down and the word to go higher and higher and higher and higher and higher, the flesh will finally be crucified, and it'll never have another day of battle over you. See, fasting is not to move devils or to move God's hand. Fasting is to deal with your flesh so that revelation knowledge can flow freely to you, giving the Holy Spirit a busy signal. Wait, there's no condemnation in this. I want us to see the seriousness of this, because you don't fast just to flagellate yourself. and to walk around and act like you're something because you're fasting. You fast to bring this flesh into subjection to the mighty, awesome, powerful word of faith that's in this book, giving you light every single day.
Amen.
Amen. God's work is already done, and all you and I got to do is walk in it. And as we first come to God, you and I got to say, well, then, God in heaven, help me see how to get me in control so I can keep moving. The last verse was Hebrews 4:11. That's the last verse. 4:12. Yes, thank you. Was the last verse I gave you. You want a verse on you're the body of Christ? Want that verse? That's Ephesians chapter 3. Verses. Okay, Bible. I got you. Ephesians chapter 3. And that's verses 17, 18, and 19. Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. Now, here we go. Wow. I declare that tonight the revelation flows in the minutes that we have left. Here we go. Isaiah 58. Yeah, Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. Ready? Isaiah 58. Here we go to the OT, guys. Hang on to your hat band. This is verse number 1 down through verse number 12. That's all right. I'm giving you time to catch up, Kathy. It doesn't do me any good to just charge through this. Even if I have to go another day, I will.
All right. Is Kathy on the family thread?
Kathy.
Hey, Bruni.
I think so.
Yeah, because I'll put the verses in there, too.
Yes, and at the end, Kathy, oh, my goodness.
The verses will be in the comments.
Leanne. Phew. I almost called you a lot of names. You were Beth, Becky, Esther.
Yeah, I'll have them in the family thread and the comments.
She'll put all the verses in the family thread and in the comments. I'm not telling you not to take notes, but if you miss one, you can go to the family thread after the program's finished and always be there. Isaiah 58, verse 1. Cry loud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, and the house of Jacob, their sin. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching God. You would say, well, God sounds like he's happy with them. But now listen to what he says. Verse 3, they said, why have we fasted? And you have not seen. Why have we afflicted our souls? And you take no notice. These are some spoiled brat kids complaining to God Almighty. Don't do that. Wait, maybe you have said those words. Have you ever said, I've been fasting and nothing's happening? Uh-oh. God's going to be on your hide. See, that's where that evil heart of unbelief begins to creep in there. When you've spoken this word and it's not come to pass and you throw a fit against God. Hello. In fact, I'm in verse 3. In the day of your fast, you find pleasure and you exploit all your laborers. Why were they fasting? To be seen. Verse 4. Indeed, you fast for strife and debate, to strike with the fist of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day, to make your voice heard on high. Is a fast that I have chosen a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush ashes, Would you call this a fast? An acceptable day to the Lord? This is right out of your B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. Sister Phyllis, sing it with me. I'll read and pray and then obey the B-I-B-L-E. Verse 6. This is the fast that I have chosen. Number one, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and that you break every yoke. It is to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out. When you see the naked, that you cover him, and you do not hide yourself from your own flesh. That's a pretty serious statement. That means when you're fasting, don't go hide in the closet somewhere. Keep reading. Look at what's going to happen. Verse 8. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you will call, and I will cry, and he will say, here am I. Now look at this next part, verse 9. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness. If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. Do you need stronger bones? The Lord has promised to strengthen your bones. You see, that's not going to happen because you give up food. That's going to make you hungry. When you fast, you not only got to give up some food, but you got to get along with God and do some praying and studying and entering into a deeper level with him. Amen. That's why, this is why I gave you I've been saying all week to you, that probably the biggest fast some of you need to do is this one. You'd add a lot of hours to your day if you just put the phone down and stop scrolling. So would I, right? Nobody's going to sit around and point a finger. Look at this, verse 11. You shall be like a watered garden. What were we talking about last night? Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. What is that? That's the Holy Spirit of God. But it's not flowing out of heaven, down on your head, in through your ear, out of your belly, and up out of your mouth. It's coming from the well of life on the inside of you. Because the Holy Spirit lives in here. These people didn't have the Holy Spirit living in them. Amen. 12. Those from among you shall build old waste places. You shall raise up the foundation of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Now, you could teach 10 messages out of all of that. What I want you to see tonight is this. There's no spiritual power in starvation. Spiritual power you get from fasting is you, the spirit, get in tune with this word and you put down your soulish man and your body and the spirit man begin to lead your life. And fasting is the easiest way to do it. Every time you tell your flesh no, you gain more spiritual strength. Every time you put this phone down and say, wait a minute, with the same measure of diligence I prove to God to have, he's going to prove to give to me more revelation because of my diligence. Because see, if all you do is starve yourself, you will not necessarily grow spiritually. There's no verse in the Bible that says starvation produces spiritual growth. There's a whole lot of Christians that have gone on hunger strikes against God. Well, I'm not going to eat again until you do this. You're a really bad kid getting ready to get a spanking. Because our Father's not afraid to paddle you in public, even though some people are. See, a hunger strike doesn't work with God. He even said it to these people. What are you? You going to fast for strife and debate? No, God hates that. God is saying to us, if you're going to afflict your soul, grow your spirit. If you're afflicting your soul, it's so you can get revelation. If all you're doing is starving yourself, and you're not spending any more time in the Word, any more time in prayer, any more time studying, speaking the Word of God boldly, then it'll do you good to discipline your body. That's a good thing. I encourage you to do it. It'll cleanse out some of the impurities that is in you. But that spiritual power that you're looking for comes when you tell your soul to shut up, your body to shut up, and then you get these verse lists we're giving you every night, and you start writing them out on a piece of paper and then boldly declaring them just like I'm leading you in the prayer. All of you have a greater understanding of the body of Christ tonight than you've ever had before. You know why? Because I teach it in every session. Somebody say it. Glory, hallelujah, and thank you, Pastor.
And thank you, Pastor.
Why? Because if I'm not giving you word, I'm just making you feel good. And you know what, when you stand before Jesus, feel good ain't going to do you no good. When you stand before him, the only thing that's going to matter is how much of this you got down in here in revelation. I'm preaching really good right now.
You're welcome.
I'm missing Brother Rogers. Amen, Pastor, preach it. Go, man, go. I'm missing it.
I know. Roger and Phyllis haven't.
Really strange. I missed what was strange. Where am I going? Mark 4.
I don't know. Mark 4.
Mark chapter 4.
Our e-sword words aren't word for word in your Bible. She was concerned that she had the wrong thing, but I told her mine aren't word for word in your Bible either.
Oh, no, yeah, that. No, not word for word, but it would be close. You got the New King James with all the V's and thou's and the S-T's are off the end of the word, or the T-H's. If you got that translation, then you're going to get it. I'm having trouble reading tonight and just staying focused on these words because I want to punch the devil in the face.
Everybody's here and we're good.
We're doing really good. And I'm just letting you know, I have a battle worn on the inside of me because opposition don't win. I win. I'm a child of Almighty God. I'm a son of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're faithful in the kingdom, and no enemy, no weapon formed against us can prosper. And every tongue that rises against us, we will condemn those tongues, and we will crush them in Jesus' name. Here we go. Mark chapter 4, verse 21 through 26. That's what it is, NKJV. New King James Version, that's what it is, yes. NKJV, I'll show you. NKJV, that's what mine says. But every now and then your words are going to be a little different, and it might just be I'm stumbling over my tongue and just not reading all the words effectively to you. Not like that's ever happened too many times. Now, Here we go. 4, 21 through 26. Watch this. I'll read this real close. I'll say every word right like it is, Francetta. Watch this time. I'll slow down. Also, he said to them, Mark 4:21, is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? 22. There is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. Now, what is God saying to us? Jesus saying to us, I've not hidden revelation from you, I've hidden it for you, right? But you got to seek it in order to find it. Now watch this. Verse 23. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Well, now, every one of us have appendages on the side of our head, and my ears are not only hearing tonight, they're broadcasting. How cool is that? My ears not only hear, they talk. But see, Jesus isn't saying, are you listening to me? Can you hear the words I'm saying? He's saying, are you hearing me down in here? Now watch. 24. Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you who hear, and more will be given. So Jesus is saying to us, be careful what you're listening to. Because whatever you're listening to is what's going to be measured back to you again in a good measure. And here's the revelation of it. If you're listening to doubt and unbelief, that's going to be measured to you again. If you're listening to faith and overcome, that's going to be measured to you again. And Jesus is saying, I need you to show me, God, how much you want measured to you. You and I are the one that shows God how much measure he's supposed to give us. Look at the verse. For with the same measure you use to do it, to read it, to gain the revelation. So here's how it works. You notice that verse where it says, to him who has, more will be given. Well, it's the next verse. For whoever has, to him more will be given. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. People have said, well, I don't understand that. This is how it works. If you sit down with your Bible and you say, I'm going to get this set of verses and I'm going to speak them boldly in my life and in my family's life right now, then God looks down from heaven and says, oh, they're putting that much effort into their, and that word goes boom. And then if you put your phone down and spend the next 5 hours doing this and not affecting nothing, then he's going to give you more of this because you're showing him that's what you want. If you show God focus, he gives it to you. If you show God distraction, he has to say, I don't think you want it, but if distraction's what you want, then you can have it. Pastor?
No,
Pastor, I don't want distraction. I want revelation. Well, it's but the coolest thing about God that the church has never told us is God lets you and I show him what we want him to do to and for us. If you forgive others, he forgives you. If you don't forgive others, you just showed him how much forgiveness you want. See, all of a sudden, it gets real easy to get rid of an evil heart of unbelief. because you're like, whoa. I'm not letting any doubt or unbelief come out of this mouth another day of my life, because I don't want my father to say, well, I don't think you want it, but you just spoke it, and I have to give you the words of your mouth. Well, I think probably what happened, Francetta, is I probably read the words that were actually on the page, all right? Not like I've ever missed a word or two before, but anyways. No, let's look at this. Let's go. Where's that verse at, Jesus? Show me where that verse is. Show me that verse, Jesus. Show me them verses. I want the verse. That verse is, oh, Romans chapter 12. Yeah. Yeah, Romans 12. Romans chapter 12. Pastor, you're still not talking much about fasting. Well, I just read to you what's going to happen in fasting. But guys, the greatest revelation of fasting is that when you start fasting, you've got to go for revelation. A hunger produces nothing.
Hunger strikes and seek him, though.
If you say to your flesh, I'm putting you down, and I'm going to get to know him better,
yeah.
Now you've got to fast, and it's for the proper force. Because, see, you and I are not delivered from sin by fasting. We're delivered from sin by faith through grace. We don't receive the Holy Spirit by fasting. We receive the Holy Spirit by faith through grace. We don't receive the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by fasting. We receive that righteousness by faith. All of the New Testament kingdom functions by faith through grace. So your spirit, man, can open up and receive revelation from Almighty God. Because there's no verse of Jesus ever said that if you give up steak and potatoes this week and pizza and french fries next week, that I'm going to give you the ability to cast out 15 more demons. No. He gave us the ability to cast out demons when he said, I've given you all power and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Yeah, it's between you and Jesus. Now listen, I'm talking about it here with us because I want to encourage people to do it because it's a powerful force.
Yeah.
And we're having fun with it because too many people get themselves all tied up in a knot. They go to the letter of the law. They get real rigid. And I'm going to tell you right now in the Christian life, when you get rigid, you're missing out on the power of God because God don't like rigid. He might still have grace and mercy on you and do something, but he don't like that. He wants you to, his yoke is easy, his burden is light. He wants you filled with joy and happiness. See, they were fasting for righteousness in the Old Testament. We get righteousness by faith through grace, not fasting. They were fasting to loose the heavy bands. And you and I speak a word and the oppressed go free. See, what sets the oppressed free is the revelation of the kingdom has come to you today. And when you get the revelation, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in me today, bam. Now all of a sudden you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am a minister of reconciliation. I am an ambassador to the kingdom of heaven because I received the work that Jesus did for me. And he said, oh, yeah? Well, if you're going to receive it by faith, bam, go get something done for me. But the whole process is faith. I'm preaching better right now tonight than the devil screaming. Woo! Hallelujah. I'll bet Blog Talk Radio's got their volume turned way down. Love you, Brother Al. And
is he there?
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, okay. I just texted him to see if the link wouldn't open for YouTube.
Yeah. No, for some reason, Al and Roger have a hard time getting into YouTube.
Huh.
Don't know why.
And Rebecca, I haven't seen any more of her or Phyllis either.
Romans 12. Let's get there.
We're there.
Well,
verses
3 through 21 is the reference. Through the grace that was given to me, verse 3, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, and, this is kind of paraphrase, not to think more lowly than himself than he ought to think.
Amen.
If you think too much of yourself, it's pride. If you think too less of yourself, most times that's pride, trying to use self-abasement to be seen and recognized. Too many times the sickness or disease that people have in there, I'm going to say it right. Too many times the attack of the enemy to give you sickness and disease, people accept it as a stripe that they should wear, and it brings them attention. Don't do that. Jesus bore those stripes so you and I could be free. Get free. Well, Pastor, I won't even know what to do with myself if I get free. I know what to do with yourself if you get free. Help us do the work in the ministry. Woo! I'm preaching better than we're all saying amen at one time. And God has dealt to each one a measure of the faith. Say it to me. I have been given, a measure of faith.
A measure of faith.
Romans chapter 12, verse 3. You have been given a measure. Say it with me. It's a gift.
It's a gift. Thank you, Lord.
You didn't earn it. You can grow it, but you were given a measure of faith when you were born again, and the life that you now live in the flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. We'll just put it in there for reference sake. But you've been given a measure of faith. Now you got to grow it. Well, how do I grow it? Comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of the Lord. What is it that wants to stop my faith? The world, the flesh, and the devil. I can hear a couple of you saying, I don't even know if I want to fast anymore. I think I'm just going to study the word. Well, here's the benefit of fasting. Fasting is a simple way to discipline your flesh. It is not in control. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember a month ago, it's been a month now, that I said, I'm fasting coffee. My body revolted on me. It revolted, man. I was puking. I had headaches. Are you kidding me? Never had withdrawal symptoms like this. I am not an addict. But I was. I was addicted to that caffeine that was in it. And my body was screaming at me, you got to give me more. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm never going to give you that again. The other day, Brother Leo called and said, hey, will you come to the restaurant with me? And I'm fasting, so I drank a cup of decaf with him.
There you go.
I'm not ever going to do that again. But you know what? I'm still on that fast. I'm still on that fast because I'm not going to have a sub control me. Ready? I'm not going to have a sickness or disease control me. I'm not going to have poverty, debt, or lack control me. I'm not going to have a bad attitude control me. I'm not having nothing control me except Almighty God. Let's look at that again. Thank you, Francetta, for the question. God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Let's go look at that verse I just said. I want you to see it. Galatians 2:20. I want you to put your eyes on it. Get them eyeballs going. Somebody shout, I love the word. Roger Oxy, I miss you. I need your I love the word. I love the word in honor of my brother, Roger. There we go. How's that go?
How's that cool? That's really cool.
I don't see it yet, but I bet it is.
It's really cool.
It says that I thought when you were born again, you instantly had faith.
You were given a measure of faith when you were born again. Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20.
There you
go. Yeah. No. All right. That's good. It's up there. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. The other translations say the faith in the Son of God, of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. When you were born again and Jesus came into you, you received faith from him. To every man was given a measure of faith. If you use your faith, like a muscle, can build it. If you never use your faith, all you will ever get out of it is salvation. So you have to learn to exercise your faith and use it every day and speak to the mountain. That's why we tell you pray in the Holy Spirit every day. Why? Because that's your most holy faith speaking when you pray in the Holy Spirit. Now, you can stand around, numma, 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 and your mind be on everything else. No, you're going to have to get it focused in order for that to produce your most holy faith. But when you pray in the Spirit, your mind is unfruitful. So you're operating in greater portions of faith in the Spirit. The Bible literally says that that is your most holy faith when you're praying in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Woo! I'm back in Romans chapter 12 now. Oh, my, look at the time. All right. You know what that means? Absolutely nothing, because I got to get these notes into one sermon. Ready? Here we go. Romans 12, verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. One body, and we're all part of one another, right? Now, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. This was the question Sister Felicia asked last night, and we dealt with. These are gifts that each of us have received, and we're to use that measure of faith to grow them and develop them. Now watch. Let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering according to our faith. Or in teaching, he who teaches, in teaching according to our faith. He who exhorts in exhortation according to our faith. He who gives with liberality according to your faith. He who leads with diligence according to your faith. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness, according to your faith. Now, I added the words, according to your faith, or in proportion to your faith, because in the English structure of that sentence, in proportion to your faith has to go with each one of them. But, of course, in prepositional phases,
You don't necessarily always have to put that in. But see, this is what the body looks like. Giving, diligence, or leading, mercy. Those are all gifts that all of you have, each one of us have, and in this body, as they function, it shows the hand of God, the word of God, the body of Christ. That's why we keep saying to you, you got to find a place where God sends you and get in, get your feet down, and get solid, stable, and become a part of the body. Then you will have the function of the body with you, and we'll have the function of the body through you. And then God creates this amazing force that nobody can stop, because the body is actually Jesus working through you and working through me. Pastor, what does this have to do with fasting? Well, there's whole sections of the body of Christ that do not have any idea what the word of God actually says, and that whole denomination needs to go on a fast so that they can get revelation and tell their brain to shut up and their body to be quiet and their spirit, man, open up so I can receive from the things of God. Jesus said, the reason you couldn't cast out this demon is because of your unbelief. If you got a small amount of faith, and when you were born again, you were given a measure of faith, so you got enough faith to grow it, but you got to get the unbelief that you've allowed in your life by the doctrines you believe, by the denominations you were a part of, by the weaknesses and the instructions of giving you fleshly wisdom that don't have anything to do with God. And you got to get that out by reading and speaking this book, the Holy Word of God. Now, I don't know where you feel like you are right now because of this message, but I want to encourage every one of you. You're the same mighty warriors right now as you were when I started speaking this message and everything went blank. You're the same mighty warriors, and so am I. We had some opposition, but we overcame it. That's how every single day of your life is going to be. The enemy is going to sit, and he sees faith growing, and he's going to start shooting fiery darts. Well, what do you have to put up to stop the fiery darts? The shield of faith. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. Nope. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 6, to show the faith. Why?
Just that verse.
Yeah. Because faith is what stops the attack of the enemy. That man brought his son with a demon. And he took him to the disciples because they've seen the disciples cast out demons before. And the demon's like, the disciples like, you come out. And it didn't. You come out. And it didn't. And in the name of Jesus, come out. And it didn't. And they laid hands on it. And it didn't. Whatever they did. And it didn't come out. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, I give you authority over all demonic forces. So when that demon says, I'm not coming out, you look at it and says, you're coming out now.
Yes, you are.
When poverty or lack acts like it's not leaving your life, you command that thing to go every single day, all the time. When it looks like you got to go farther in debt to make it, then you speak to that debt, you crush it, and say, no, my God supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory.
Amen.
What is the benefit of fasting? Fasting, Pastor. What is the benefit of fasting, Pastor? Flesh, from overcoming your spirit. And to spend time in God's word, studying the word in the New Testament. All of our spiritual strength comes by faith through grace. You said to speak the verses
body, to the body to write them out. We are to do both, right? I'm missing a little bit. Yes, write out the verses and then speak them out loud. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, sure.
So here's how you do it. Where's mine? Hold on.
Oh, speak the verses boldly.
Yes.
And to write them.
Yes. Out. Yes. That's how you do it. Where have we got a confession at, though?
Yeah,
oh, right here. Right here. I can't show it to you because I had to move my computer.
Just pull one down.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Sister Leanne made me a tree over here. And this verse is right on the wall. It says Matthew 11:30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. How do you get that in your spirit? But you get it written down on a piece of paper. Thank you for asking the question, because this is the one most powerful process that anyone can ever learn in the kingdom right here. You guys are going to see me say this over and over. And those, when you get it, then you're the ones that say, amen. Let me show you what I did to get it into me. What was that? Stop your flesh from. The only way you're going to get your flesh to not be in control is to get your spirit, man, built up stronger than the flesh and the soul has learned to be. How do you do that? You got to get the word of God. You got to get it on a piece of paper. And you got to speak it out loud boldly and proclaim it like an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. I'm showing you one of mine. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I put the reference on there so that it'll grow and develop and get down on the inside of me. Hold on just a second. Here's another one. Look at this one. Which one I grabbed. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. Why did you use that verse? Because that's who we are. And then it says, you will eat the riches of the Gentiles. See, faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. People say, Pastor, you're telling us there's no spiritual power in fasting. In the New Testament, our power is faith, not works. But there is faith in fasting. Because you're disciplining your body and your soul and your spirit, and you're setting time away when you would normally be eating, and you are sacrificing that so that you can have time with God, and it's disciplining your flesh and your soul so that it is no longer in charge of your life. Hebrews chapter 3, that the evil heart of unbelief would cause you to depart from the living God. And you might say, well, it ain't going to cause me to depart, Pastor. I'm never going to go away from God. Well, let's see how much power you got. Are you growing and developing in God? Or are you just staying around the kingdom? Are you actually moving mountains? Or are you just a Christian? See, your family needs you to move mountains. Your children and your grandchildren, they need you to move mountains. God needs you as an ambassador of the kingdom, so he can take you to the grocery store for no reason. And you're like,
what in the world am I doing here right now? And a person walks up and you speak to them and their life is transformed right on the spot. That one night I was coming home from the Patriot Guard mission in Michigan on my motorcycle. It was 10:30 at night. I was wore out. I left at 6 o'clock in the morning. Been riding all day long. That's a blast. I love it. It's wonderful. But I was tired and I was ready to get home. And I drove by the main gas station in our little town there in West Branch. And there's a man digging in the garbage. And I'm like, are you kidding me? In our city, we got a homeless man digging in the garbage so we can have something to eat. Long time, I'm like, hey, dude, how you doing tonight? All right, what's your name? His name is Dan. Dan's in heaven today because I stopped at the garbage can and built a relationship with Dan, the homeless man. And he lived in a tent down behind one of the billboards in our town. And Dan's in heaven. And he's in heaven because the preacher was not afraid to be a minister of reconciliation, an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. And at 10:30 at night, when I didn't want to go and do anything, I stopped anyways because there's one of God's children digging in a garbage can looking for something to eat. And that's not happening on my watch. And I used my faith and I used my anointing. And I used my gifting and I used my $50 bill in my pocket and gave it to him so that man wasn't going to be hungry. But see, what is that you're going to do? You got to get out of your house, say, use me today to be a blessing. When it comes to your grandkids or your family, you and I are, who else is going to pray for your family but you? That was a question. Who else is going to pray for your family but you? No way. I are the ones that's got to look at this and say, wait a minute, I have an assignment here. And the only way to get that assignment accomplished is by faith. That's why I enjoy fasting. I hope I'm not confusing you. If I am, start asking some questions because this isn't confusing. This is simple. You fast to get this body in control and to get it in your spirit on top, your soul and your body underneath the spirit so that you can go anywhere and do anything and function in great power and strength from God Almighty. When you stop eating and filling your body with all of the niceties that you normally do, naturally your body's going to function in a completely different manner. If you're someone that eats a lot of sweets and you stop, your body's going to start functioning in a different manner. If you're someone that's just given to meat, 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 and you stop it for a week and give it peanut butter, your body's going to say like, hey, what are you doing? And what have you done? You've helped your body gain strength and get courage. I know this might not be a message that makes you get up and feel like running around the house. I really wanted to get to Romans chapter 12 and get down in here a little bit farther, but I'm just going to have to do it another night. But that's okay because we've been at this long enough this evening. Let's read verses, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Say a prayer for the soldiers at the military base. They were just hit with a rocket attack in Iraq. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, these foul, wicked, perverse, godless heathens, they don't care about you. They don't care about us. We pray protection over our peacemakers every single day here. And now I declare that those who have done this attack, that their command structure is hit and inflicted by the angels of Almighty God immediately. Coming against our men and women in Iraq, so many miles from home doing their best to keep peace in the region. I rebuke every godless leader in our military that's causing weakness to happen so this is done. Should never happen. I rebuke these. And now, Lord, we pray for the families. Father, help these, the wives, the moms and dads, the brothers and sisters of those who've been attacked and are, maybe are wounded or dead. I don't know the news. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak healing in their bodies, soundness in their mind, and courage and strength in their soul. May the commander there take care of his troops, no matter what some goofball up the chain has anything to say. We declare anyone hanging between life and death, their sins will be forgiven them and an entrance into heaven, because you said there is no greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend. We speak it now in Jesus' name. May our troops retaliate, and may America retaliate and come at them full force like we do to stop this evil attack from interrupting this peace that we're helping keep in Iraq.
Amen.
Speak it done now in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 I'll go online and I'll view that when we're done here and feed and see what's happening. Now, ask me a question or two about fasting. I'm going to read the closing verses here, Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. I don't know what I said a minute ago, but Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Watch this. Thank you, Jesus. Deal with your body. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your only, or which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Will of God. How are you showing those things? I need my cord bug. How are you showing those things? By presenting your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Holy, acceptable sacrifice. And then he said, it's your only reasonable service. It's your only reasonable service. See, you and I, right now, you and I have got to be every day diligently saying, I give myself to you, Lord. Tonight, if what I've done is put a whole different light on the Word of God and fasting, I can only teach you what the Bible says. If somebody's taught a religious doctrine that doesn't match this, I apologize that they taught you a bad doctrine, but I can only teach you what the Bible says. So, Paul said he was in fastings often. All through the New Testament, they fasted and prayed. But remember, we don't fast and pray for deliverance. We speak the name of Jesus for deliverance. We don't fast and pray for healing. You can. And as you fast and pray, your spirit man will become stronger and stand on the word, and that's what gives you the healing. But you don't get spiritual strength from starvation. And I declare the revelation of this message gets into all of our lives. Into all of our lives. And we're going to talk, I'm going to show you the Old Testament examples all through the Old Testament tomorrow night.
There's like 15 or 20 of them. Yeah, and they're powerful. They're powerful what happened when people fasted. And that's the same thing you and I are going to see happen for us right now this month. That's why at the beginning of the year, the Holy Spirit instructed us to write some things down in a book. What do you want God to do for you this year? Well, now we're fasting, and now the revelation knowledge is coming from the Word of God of how to break through and receive it. And that's what the fast is going to help you do. It's going to shut down your humanism, your human part of you, and say, I am a spirit. I have a soul, but I ain't a soul. I have a body, but I ain't one. I mean, some people think they got a body, but, well, everybody has a body who can't be here. That didn't come out right, but I sure meant goodbye. Thank you, Jesus, for revelation. I don't see any comments coming. Is YouTube giving us trouble tonight?
Well, I don't
know. Probably like, it's late, Pastor. We'll ask you the questions tomorrow. And that's perfectly fine. I just needed to get that whole thought into this. And it's okay. I mean, I know, Felicia, you're up. It's late. It's already 11 o'clock there. That's perfectly understandable. You got to go to bed. You got to go to bed. Thank you guys for sticking with me long enough to help me get this out tonight like it needs to be gone out, because this is a message that people need to hear and the revelation of it be in their life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I can feel your Holy Spirit blowing through me tonight. The revelation of your word to cause us to be focused in the right area of our life. Now, Lord, we drop the old religious doctrines and dogmas that don't produce. And we say it like you said it, Jesus. Every tree that has been planted in us that is not the word of God and faith, help us cut them trees down and then curse them from the roots up. So just like Jesus, the fig tree is removed. And that erroneous thinking process will no longer be in our system. We'll be fruitful. We will multiply. We'll subdue this earth. Take dominion. We will bring thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, in our life, in our family, in our friends, and right here in this moment. We thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, Kathy. That's what you're opposed to be doing. I have been overthinking the meatless week, and I felt guilty interrupting you like I was giving you an order. I just couldn't think of anything but prayer. No disrespect was intended by it. You weren't disrespectful. Here's the revelation. But if you're not doing physical manual labor, then you can do without some protein. You got, every one of us probably got enough extra on us. I don't know about you, but every one of us, usually in America, we got enough extra on us. It wouldn't hurt us at all to have a few days without some meat.
All right. But, like,
when it comes to your children, if you're not cooking steak
and potatoes and you're not cooking hamburgers or meatloaf or chicken or something like you would normally with a meal, you got to be thinking about them. But they can learn to eat beans and peanut butter and cheese and eggs.
There's a lot of things that produce protein that you can have that is beneficial.
And it's good to discipline the body that it doesn't just have to have a hamburger and macaroni and cheese
every single day.
And to get an amen from anybody.
Amen.
Although I do like hamburgers and I do like macaroni and cheese. Matter of fact,
I got to keep paying attention here. Oh, get out of my way. There it is. There it is.
We got a brother here tonight in town that's making
macaroni and cheese and banana pudding for us. Bless you, Rudy. Love you, man. Now,
let's receive our communion elements and we'll be done.
Thank you, Kathy. I apologize. No, I'm not.
I rebuke all the interruptions tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. You guys are not the interruptions, but this technology and all that stuff happening, that's the interruptions. But thank you that you're strong enough believers and you've learned how to flow with this. You guys just roll with the punch, and then you come up swinging. Come at me, I'm going to give it to you, I'm going to throw punch you. And whether or not they want to fast, you can fast even if you make it for them. But listen, remember what this is. You let God lead you in our fast as part of this body. Some of you might not even like crawfish. But that's not even meat. That's just fish. So Sister Phyllis doesn't have to give up her crawfish. Love you, Phyllis. Not a hard line. As soon as we go with a hard, strict line, now we break things. And we're not doing that. Righteousness, that's a hard, strict line.
Yes, you did, man.
I'll have to plug in my phone. Because my battery was going dead. So the sound quality went down. Because for some reason, Apple hasn't figured out how to give me a charging cord that I can plug my headset into and still keep my phone charging. In the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. Let's receive communion together. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for the victory tonight. Thank you for an awesome family that just
helps us accomplish the work of God. Here we go. All right, you should have sound back, Brother Dan. I charged it for a little bit. I think it's enough to do communion now. You ready? Why don't you go get me that big black charging thing out there? Charging block?
Hang on, everybody.
That actually charges, whether or not charges me electronically. Everybody just pause. Don't mind us while we're...